Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Josephine Carroll, who will turn 8 years old on December 12th. Happy birthday, Josephine. And a very special shout out to Ione and Sylvie. Thank you all so much for listening. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, or if you'd like me to wish them a happy birthday, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is our Hanukkah story, Judah Maccabee by Megan Bagala. Enjoy!
I invite you to hear a small story. It's one I hold quite dear. Hanukkah each year. We'll meet our hero named Judah, her family the Maccabees. They're brave just like you, and soon they will choose to fight for the right to be free. For here in the land called Judah,
and here is where we begin our story. In a small town not too different from where you are, people here go about their lives living with freedom how they want to. They express themselves in the way they wear their clothes, the books they read, the activities they do. The people here are joyful, caring for others in the community, even and especially those who look different, or who dress differently, or those who believe in a different god, goddess, in many gods, or in no god at all. But all that changed when King Antiochus IV came into power.
Attention! Attention! Your new king has arrived. Please exit your homes in an orderly fashion. Come on now, gather around.
Is that the king?
Ma'am, this way.
Who is that? Is
no,
that the king?
Sir,
I haven't seen him over in these parts.
The horse.
What's going on? Anybody
Why is
know
the king
what's
visiting?
Hey, who's that?
I don't know. Should we go talk to him?
I am Antiochus IV, and I am your king, like my father before me. But unlike my pathetic father, I have strict rules that I expect you to obey. I have come to your town to make sure that my rules are followed to the letter. Hand me my scroll of new rules, quickly.
Yes, my king.
First, I don't see Zeus anywhere. That will need to change. Second, anytime I see...
Simon, who is Zeus?
I don't know, but I have a bad feeling about this.
Don't worry, I'll just ask him.
Judah, no!
Excuse me, I have some questions about your new rules.
Shh,
Judah!
Stay quiet!
Shh, Judah!
Quiet.
Judah, my daughter, no!
And who might you be?
Judah Maccabee. Who are you?
How dare you talk to the king that way?
No, she is young. She must not know. Little girl, it is unwise to address your king so informally. You must bow to me.
I'm sorry, but I can't. I cannot bow to just anybody.
Oh, is that so? Well, how about this? Would you bow to this?
Father, what is that? It's beautiful.
It's an idol. There are statues that represent different gods. I think the king wants Judah to bow and worship it.
But she can't do that.
I know.
Judah had a choice to make. Bow to the idol or stand against the king.
Well, girl, will you bow or not?
No, I won't.
This is outrageous. I am your king. I can't believe this.
Well, I'm not so sure I believe in you and your rules.
My name is Judah, sir, and I am Jewish, sir. I believe in bowing only to my God. Know that I don't mean offense. I'm clear in my intent. As a Jew, I cannot bow to you. I believe in certain rules laid out in the Torah. That's the book of my people, and we follow its laws. Like Ve'ahavtah le'riacha kamocha. That one's my favorite. It means love your neighbor as yourself.
Like, treat other people how you want to be treated? That rule is pretty golden, if I do say so myself.
Quiet.
Here is my family, my siblings, dad and me, and together we're called the Maccabees.
Silence! I will not have this defiance. Maccabees, you say? Jewish, you say? Huh. We'll see about that.
And with that, the king and his army rode away.
Lie, lie.
Word came that the king had flown into a rage. Furious that Judah would not bow to him or his idol, he began making more rules about what people could and could not do, say, or believe in. In his anger, the king and his army even broke into the holy temple and destroyed it. The villagers were devastated. But there was more.
Judah, where are you? Judah, come quick!
Simon, you look worried, my dear sister. What's wrong?
It's the king. You've really done it this time.
I don't understand.
He made another new rule. It's bad.
Well, it's a good thing that I don't listen to his rules.
Judah, the king is serious. You're going to have to listen to his rules this time. He's outlawing Judaism.
How can he do that? You can't just outlaw what someone believes.
I don't know, but the king just did. It means no more Shabbat, no more Rosh Hashanah, no more keeping kosher.
No, I love kosher food.
Oh, me too. Like the cheese blintzes we eat on Shavuot.
Oh, or the matzah ball soup we eat on Pesach.
Ooh, or no, we have to focus. According to the king, we aren't going to be able to eat any of that food again. But there's more. When he and the soldiers destroyed the temple, They also destroyed the Nair Tamid.
The Eternal Flame? No, he can't do that. The Nair Tamid always stays lit.
He even put an idol where the Nair Tamid used to be. Judah, I think he's really mad.
Why doesn't he let us live our lives?
In every temple you enter, there stands a Nair Tamid, a fire that shines from day to night for all eternity.
I know, but not in our temple. Not anymore.
Why does this king rule with hatred? Why does he stomp out our flame? Why can't he not see our humanity? We're not animals to tame.
We have to do something, Simon. We have to stand up to him.
Have you seen his army? It's massive. Judah, we have to hide.
No, I won't do it.
Judah, you're not listening to me. Part of outlawing Judaism means outlawing reading from the Torah. He said if he hears of anyone reading from the Torah, well, let's just say it's not good.
But, Simon, we read from the Torah this morning.
I know. The king knows too. And he's heading this way with all of his soldiers right now. We need to get out of here immediately. I'll round up the others.
Judah and her family hiked up high into the mountains of Judea to escape the army. The hike was long and the terrain was tough. As the day faded into night, they found a large cave to take shelter in.
Jonathan, my son, help me with these bags. I don't know how much further I can carry them.
Yes, Father.
Simon, could you start a fire? I don't think the smoke will be visible from way up here.
Of course. Ugh, I'm super hungry. The fire can keep us warm for the night, and we'll be able to cook.
As long as the food isn't kosher, right?
Judah? This is a complicated situation we found ourselves in.
I was just trying to explain myself. I didn't know he would get so angry. This is all my fault. What are we going to do?
Well, to start, you can sit down. All your pacing is making me dizzy. Sit. Rest. Soon we'll all have a meal in our bellies, and I'm sure we'll all feel much better after that.
Simon is right. Judah, things might seem hard, but we still have many blessings in our lives. What's most important right now is that we're safe.
The king looked me in the eye and then made a rule that said who I am is not okay. How is that not important?
You're right, Judah. That is important. It appears that even kings can be wrong sometimes, and the king was wrong to tell you that who you are is not okay. You are made B'Tselem Elohim, in God's image. So am I. So are your siblings, and all the people in the village, all the people around the world, even the king. We may have our differences, but what we have in common is we are all made B'Tselem Elohim.
If the king knew that, maybe he wouldn't hate us so much.
I think the world would certainly be a more peaceful place if all of us could look past our differences.
So much for Ve'ahavta Lereacha Kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself. We're basically the king's neighbors. How could he destroy our temple? How could his soldiers destroy the eternal flame?
Ah, they may have destroyed the Nair Tamid, but don't you see?
See what?
Put your hand over your heart. Do you feel that?
I mean, I feel my heartbeat.
Yes, and you feel the light, the flame, the fire. It may have been destroyed in the temple, but it lives in your heart, and in mine, and in the hearts of all Jews who believe that they have the right to be themselves and to practice Judaism. It appears our temple is broken. Our lives are torn apart. But here your flame burn brightly. Listen to your heart. When tyrants rule and life feels cruel, or something happens that's unfair, look to the ones you love and they'll be there. We'll need to start training right away if we're going to get our temple back.
Train? Get our temple back? How?
How? Together, my daughter. We know the king has an army, but we have our family. We'll take back our land for each woman and man. We are Maccabees. Like a hammer to a nail, we will not fail to strike strong and true. Judah, I believe in you.
So Judah Maccabee and her siblings began to train. They learned hand-to-hand combat.
Ha!
Ow!
Make sure you move your feet.
They learned how to fight with swords.
It's so heavy! Is it time for a snack break?
Only if you have enough for all of us.
And they studied maps.
Father, this path we took up here also leads to a tunnel. If this map is right, the tunnel brings us right back to our village. I think we might be able to bring more villagers here to train to fight with us.
It's the villagers!
And Jonathan is right about the tunnels. We found them and used them to come up to you. Don't worry, the soldiers don't know the tunnels exist. We want to join you.
Yeah, life has been getting much worse in the village. We cannot pray, even inside our own homes. It's not enough that he outlawed kosher food. Now he's trying to make us eat food that is not kosher at all. Like shrimp and ham.
Ugh! That's horrible.
And he's trying to make us worship idols. He's put them all over the holy temple. He can't do that.
Well, he did. But we want to help you fight back.
Yeah.
Will you help us?
We want to help.
Help us save our land.
Come on, let us join you.
Help us.
Let us join you.
We want to save our land.
Can you train us?
Please, all of you, you're welcome to join us. You there, grab that sword. You, join Jonathan and study the maps of the city. It's time to train for battle.
People, listen up. We've got much to learn. How to swing a sword. What punch to return. There's no time to lose.
Yeah! Yeah!
Judah, nice work. Can you teach the villagers that move?
Yes, Father.
I knew you were a leader.
Keep your hands up high, keep your chin down low, keep your eyes alert, watch out for your foe, know your heart is true.
I don't know if I can do this.
See that fire there, how the flame burns true. Deep inside your heart, there's a flame in you. Let it burn and roar, let it be your guide. Keep your focus and you.
Like this?
Ow! Yeah, I think you have it. All of you, you look great. Great sword work, Simon. Jonathan, did you find the best route through the city to the temple?
I found three.
Great work! Okay, everyone, I think we might be ready. We can do this!
Follow me to the place we know.
Who are
Maccabees, gather round. You have been training for long enough, and now you are ready to reclaim our land and our temple. This will not be an easy fight, but like a hammer is drawn to a nail, you are drawn towards justice. You are Maccabees, and you can do this. Pack your things. You leave at once.
Father, you're not coming with us?
I wish I could. I'm too old. I will only slow you down. Judah, I've watched you train for this. I believe you can lead your siblings and the villagers in this fight. I am so proud of you all. Your name is Judah, and you are Jewish. You will lead the Maccabees on to victory. I know you all feel scared, but you are all prepared. Today's the day that you make history. I believe you have the Ruach and the Gevura, the spirit and the strength to save our people, their Torah. So please restore our temple, relight the Ner Tamid, bring safety to our future. You warrior Maccabees.
And with that, Judah and the Maccabees left their father Mattathias and climbed back down the mountain.
My name is Judah.
My name is Simon.
My name is Jonathan.
And we are
the tunnel I saw on the map. Here we go.
Jonathan led the way through the tunnel back down to the village. At long last, Judah and the Maccabees arrived back at their small village they loved so well.
Look, there's the temple.
It doesn't look like they keep it well guarded.
There are probably more inside. I have an idea. Everyone hide and come out on my signal.
Following Judah's instruction, the Maccabees hid and waited for Judah's signal. Everyone's attention turned to the front steps of the temple, where two guards sat talking.
Another night shift with nothing unusual.
Oh, I know. I'm so bored. I wish something exciting would happen.
Me too.
How about facing the Maccabees? Is that exciting enough for you?
You. I thought we chased you out of town for reading the, Horah.
I think it's called a Torah?
Whatever. The point is, there are only a few of you, but we have way more of us inside your lame temple. Wanna say hello? See? You can't win this fight.
See, that's where you're just a little bit wrong. We can win this fight, and there are way more than just a few of us. Simon? Jonathan? Everyone?
I hope you're hungry to eat my sword!
Nice one, Simon!
I know! I practiced that all the way through the tunnels.
No way.
Whoa! They're all Maccabees.
Yes, we are! All right, everyone. Charge!
Man, that hurt.
This battle goes on for quite a bit. Why don't I skip ahead to the good part?
We're losing the temple!
Retreat!
After a hard-fought battle, the Maccabees finally got their temple back.
We did it, everyone!
We did it!
Woo-hoo! We did it!
They were overjoyed and immediately began inspecting the building. Unfortunately, the rumors were true. The temple had been destroyed.
Look at this place. It's a mess.
They left their food in here. And it's not even kosher.
We'll have to clean it all up. Let's start by getting these idols out of here.
Judah and the Maccabees worked all day to restore the temple. By sundown, almost everything was in its place, even the Ne'er Tamid. But there was one small problem.
Has anyone seen the oil?
For the Ne'er Tamid?
Yeah, to light it. I can't find any oil anywhere.
Oh, I found some oil earlier when I was in the kitchen looking for snacks. I mean, helping put the kitchen back together. The big jars were destroyed, but they must have missed this small jar.
But that's barely enough to burn for one day.
One day? Half a day at the most.
What are we going to do? We have to light the Ne'er Tamid. Father wanted us to.
I've been studying the maps of the areas around our city. I think I know where we can get more oil. It's miles away, but the soldiers left some horses when they ran away, so I can make it back in about a week. We'll light the eternal flame now, and when you run out of oil, well, at least I'll bring a lot more with me when I come back.
Be safe, Jonathan.
Ride fast.
You'll barely notice I'm gone.
Simon, pass me that jar of oil.
In every temple you enter, there stands a Ne'er Tamid. A fire that shines from day to night for all eternity.
There, we lit the flame.
I miss Father. I wish he was here to see this.
Me too. Even if it is only a light for a day or so.
Judah and Simon sat in front of the Ne'er Tamid, watching the flame sparkle and dance until their eyelids grew heavy. Soon they were fast asleep. When they woke up...
Judah? Judah, look!
What? What is it?
The flame. It's still here.
What? I guess Jonathan was wrong about the oil lasting half a day.
Judah and Simon watched the flame burn all day, waiting for the oil to burn up. But on the second day...
I don't understand. The flame is still burning?
There is no way there was enough oil in that little jar.
That may have been true, but nevertheless, the flame persisted. 3 days.
Okay, this is defying, like, all the laws of physics.
4 days.
Yeah, no, we must be imagining this. Simon, are you still seeing the flame?
I don't think we could both imagine it. I think it's real.
5 days.
Simon, look!
What? Did it go out?
Nope, it's burning brighter! How is the oil not running out?
By the sixth day, all of the villagers gathered in the temple to admire the flame.
It's beautiful.
It's so bright.
It's a miracle.
By the seventh day, with the flame still burning from the tiny jar of oil, there was discussion of how to celebrate this miracle.
A weekly party. We can fry all our food in oil as a symbol of the Nerta mead that stayed burning for days.
I don't think my stomach can take that every week. How about we make it a yearly celebration?
A festival of lights. We can light a candle for every day the flame burns.
Hanukkah, a dedication to our temple, to our people, to this miracle.
Oh, yeah, that's such a good idea, Judah. Wow, I love that idea.
On the eighth day, Jonathan arrived back to the temple with enough oil to supply the Ner Tamid for a long time. To his surprise, it was still burning.
How is this possible?
It's a miracle!
It is.
And so, every year we celebrate Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, an eight-day celebration of the small group of Maccabees who fought for the freedom to be themselves and believe in their truth. We light candles for eight nights to symbolize the amazing eight nights that the Ner Tamid lasted with that one tiny jar of oil. We eat delicious potato pancakes and jelly donuts, both fried in oil, and sing songs to celebrate Judah, the Maccabees, the rededication of their temple, and the right to freely practice our beliefs. Now, I know, you might be asking, how do you know all of this? Who are you, anyway?
Judah, I made dinner.
Ooh, be right there.
Who are you talking to? I thought I heard singing.
Oh, I'm talking to them. I'm telling everyone about the story of Hanukkah. It's a musical, actually.
I love musicals. What's happening? Act one, the 11 o'clock number?
I was actually about to sing the finale.
Oh, I'll help.
Thank you for sharing our story. It's one we hold quite dear. Burns anew. So when you light a candle, fill the world with love and kindness. Your flame burns through the night. When tyrants rule and life feels cruel, or something happens that's unfair.
That was Judah Maccabee by Megan Begala, starring Nicole Weiss, Mara Jill Herman, Evan Maltby, and Megan Begala. Composed and produced by Megan Begala. Piano and additional arrangements by Sam Bagala. Violin by Sam Petrie. Assistant produced by Chad Shanai, and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And happy Hanukkah to all who celebrate. And remember, I believe in you.
There's always a day when you feel like giving up, and so many moments you think you're not enough, but you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember, being a princess ain't about the dresses. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember, being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crown. Being a princess, it takes kindness.